It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Xcel Energy is racing to approve several clean energy projects before federal tax credits expire. CPR's Ishan Thakur explains.
Last week, Xcel Energy and Colorado agencies asked state utility regulators to fast-track bids for new wind, solar, and battery projects. That's because the recently signed budget reconciliation law eliminates billions of dollars in tax credits for wind and solar projects by 2027. New projects must be under construction by next July to qualify for the credits. Officials hope that if regulators move quickly, they can start building new clean power sources. Joseph Pereira is with the state's Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate.
There is money on the table to save ratepayers on their bills, but the timeline on those credits is very short, and so it requires action now.
The proposal is just one effort by Xcel Energy to meet spiking demand for electricity by 2030. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Nearly 1,200 federal workers in Colorado have filed for unemployment since the Trump administration started cutting government employees in January. That's according to state Labor Department data. There were tens of thousands of federal workers in Colorado at the start of the year. Workers that took a buyout early are still technically employed until October 1st. Unemployment claims could go up once those workers are no longer getting paid. The Labor Day liftoff is filling the skies over Colorado Springs with hot air balloons this weekend. Morning liftoff is at 7 on Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day on Monday. The balloon glow at 7 in the evening is only on Saturday and Sunday. The annual festival is free to attend and takes place at Memorial Park. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:06.